This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, Kevin, we got Shippy as well hanging out with you. Gavin Dawson from the G-Bag Nation posted something earlier today, Kevin, that I am very interested in discussing. And it's because I never even gave a thought to it, I guess. But he brought up an interesting name, and why would you bring up this name, especially in the manner in which he brought it up? By the way, G-Bag Nation will pop on at 2 o'clock today. We'll have Mike Bassick coming up at 1:20 to talk with us about some baseball topics we got to get into.
Bassick will be on our show?
Yeah.
Wild.
It's great to have, interactivity amongst shows, Kevin. Gavin tweeted this out. If the contract with Green is significantly less guaranteed, it might work out better for the team.
AJ Green?
I hate to say it because Cooper's first 20 games with the Cowboys look great, but Amari is not a sure thing either and likely a lot more expensive. The way he presented that made it sound like somebody's floating an idea out there that AJ Green might be the receiver that the Cowboys might be targeting AJ Green instead of pursuing.
You and the Texans are fantastic.
No, he played for the Bengals, but I appreciate you, Arnold. If the contract with Green is significantly less guaranteed, which it might be, right?
Yep. Oh, I would assume.
It might work out better for the team. Here's the thing, 877-881-1053. Would you rather have A.J. Green for two seasons or Amari Cooper for five?
Thank you so much, Cincinnati Bengals. We love y'all.
Thank you, Snoop. Now, I went back, Kevin, and I looked. A.J. Green made $15 million last year.
Yeah, sure earned that money.
Amari Cooper made $5 million.
Because he's on the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
He made $5 million? I thought he made like $13 million.
It's what it says here is 2019 AAV was $5 million.
Oh, okay. But that's probably worked out for the whole of the contract. I think last year he made like $13 million.
Okay. All right. Here is the market value for AJ Green. The market value. And they take the players and based on their age, contract status, and statistical production to compare to A.J. Green, okay? Julian Edelman, Emmanuel Sanders, Larry Fitzgerald, and DeSean Jackson. So they took their averages, put them all together, did another calculation based on some like games played, percentage, and stuff like that. His calculated market value...
$1 million.
Oh, significantly more than that.
I was going to say, I'll do that.
2 years... Okay. For $18 million.
Total?
Yes.
Or per?
$18 million total.
There is no chance in hell he takes that deal.
Based on...
I would do that.
Based on those four people, those four players, and their numbers, and compared to A.J. Green's numbers for 2018-2019. And so they have him at 2 years for $18 million. So then I went and looked at Amari Cooper because they have the same calculation for Amari Cooper. They also have Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb, they have him at $7 million, by the way.
Oh, too high.
I'll get to that in a minute. Here is the comps for Amari Cooper. Brandon Cooks, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans, and Julio Jones.
Okay. Oh, dear. This is going to cost us.
Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Nobody comps to Michael Thomas.
Based on that, Kevin... 5 years, $98 million, which puts him at $19 million a year.
Yeah, no, that's...
And that seems pretty close to what we've been thinking, right? Would you rather have 5 years of Amari Cooper at $19 million a year or A.J. Green for the next 2 years, and then Michael Gallup is able to take on that money later because he's going to command that kind of money too?
If these are my options...
I got a couple other names too.
Oh, okay.
Just in case.
Okay, well, let's answer this question first, and then I'll go from there. I think if these are my options, I'm going to go with AJ Green. Now, there's a very horrifying fact that you roll into is, I'm going to stir the pot just a little bit here. AJ Green hasn't been really good in 5 years. Did you realize that? Here's the wild thing about that. He wasn't particularly good in 16. He was better in 17, but if you look at that reception to target ratio, it's terrible. He only played half the year in 18, and he didn't play in 19. So AJ Green hasn't been an elite receiver in 5 years. Now, he's been an elite name, but he hasn't been an elite receiver in 5 years since he was 27. And you can see with like Dez how much people could fall off over that time. But you're not making as much of an investment. I have to admit, and there's a couple players on the team like this, which is scary to me. I'm concerned about Amari Cooper's like love and desire to play football. And I wonder over the span of that 5 years how that'll all work out. And he's also not been consistent throughout his career.
And if you pay him $20 million, $19.7 million, you're expecting a guy that is a leader. That is, and they love him. You know, they tell us they love him. But you're expecting a guy, and the whole team seems to love Amari Cooper, right?
Yeah.
You see how they respond to him when he makes plays and stuff like that. But and I also question why wasn't he demanding to be on that field against Philly in that last play? That was a coach's decision. Man, I'm not letting anybody take me off the field for the last play. I want out there. I want the rock. But I wonder. If that's the case, Kevin, if you're concerned about that, I'm not paying a leader $19 million to not lead.
Yeah. You know what? I'm becoming more and more sure that I don't feel comfortable with that because Amari Cooper, really not trying to set people off. There's not a time that he has been an elite receiver. Like, tell me the year that he was an elite receiver. You know how many times he's caught more than 1,200 yards receiving or had more than 1,200 yards receiving? Zero. In 2017, six people did it. In 2018, 14 people did that. And then this last year, five people did it. So, like, it's not unachievable, and you would think that's your metric for who are the best people. He's never had...
Well, that's why, Kevin, I mean, the comp, though, is Michael Thomas and Mike Evans, and those are the best guys.
Disagree. That is an outrageous comp that I disagree with. More than eight touchdowns. He's never had more than eight touchdowns in a season. This year, that was done by, I think, eight people. Last year, it was done by 12 people. So he just doesn't put up elite numbers. Like, so for everyone who keeps saying Amari Cooper is elite, he's elite potential. And you know what I'm really worried about? I'm really like, they're different people and different players, and I get all that. But I'm really worried that like you're going to pay him elite money because you're like, well, I mean, like we think he's going to be elite, and then you're going to pay him elite money. And think about it. Then what are you going to have? You're going to have a team in the Cowboys that pays elite money for quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. And they have elite none of those.
They have really good.
Exactly.
Really good.
And there's a big difference between really good and elite money. And that's my concern.
He's the best receiver available in free agency.
Okay, sure.
Right? Like that there's no doubt about that. He had 1,100 yards, eight touchdowns. Nobody got close to 1,100 yards. All right. Nobody got close to his eight touchdowns.
Okay.
Here's the thing that every time I think about Amari Cooper, Kevin, I think he's 26.
Yep.
AJ Green is 32.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, having him until he's 34 does kind of concern me a little bit, but maybe I just have him for this 1 year and I move on with another receiver. Okay. I'm thinking about other options too. But 5 years, he'd be 31 by the time he's done with that contract. And then you're like, okay, we've gotten the best out of our traded first-round pick and the $19 million that we spent. We got his prime years. You're paying for his prime years, right? And that's what that's what these would be his prime years. And you could probably get off of the five years, 19 million after 3.5 years, 4 years.
Okay.
Right? Like, is that these contracts are built
something
that you don't
like
have
that,
to
sure.
do them all. But here are some other comps, all right? Here are some other guys in free agency. Do you feel like adding any of these guys? Emmanuel Sanders.
No.
33 years old, $11 million. Maybe going to ask for more. Devin Funchess, 26. Meh, right?
Yeah.
Randall Cobb is in the mix there. I'll get back to him.
But, like, he's not somebody who's, like, a huge needle mover or anything.
Travis Benjamin from the Chargers. 30 years old. Very meh. Didn't even have a touchdown last year. Rashad Perryman from Chicago. 645 yards and 6 touchdowns this year. Like, he came on strong late.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and also he had to deal with Trubisky. So
we're going to trade our quarterback.
Anyway. Chester Rogers from the Colts.
No.
Robbie Anderson.
Oh.
Who got to play with your boy, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
He's a deep threat. Demaryius Thomas.
No.
Geronimo Allison.
Oh.
Philip Dorsett. He's a Tavon Austin addition, right? He's not Nelson Aguilar.
No.
Why?
Because, like, Philly hates him so much, or, like, he's been hated a couple times. That was going to be one of my gridiron stories. They're like, we got to get him the hell out of here. So, yeah, no.
That's about it, dude. Like, the rest of the names are just a bunch of names that you're like, nah, no, not absolutely not at all. Like, Laquan Treadwell. Because I'm looking at the combination, Kevin, of youth and statistics. Amari Cooper is the best by a landslide of the free agent wide receivers out there. It's just, do you have to look at your team? And somebody just said, what about Dez? No, it's the door's open still with Dez, and he tweeted out this morning, look, I just had a great grind. I'm in my zone right now. I'm going to be somewhere. He said, you know, I don't know where I'm going to be, but I'm going to be somewhere. And that's fine. That's great. I don't know if everything's going to work out for him, but he's not going to, I don't think it's going to work out with the Cowboys here. But Kevin, I'm just looking at this and sorry. Yeah. Perryman played for Tampa Bay. I was reading something else. But Amari Cooper's legitimacy is he's a top potentially 10, top potentially 5 wide receiver that doesn't play up to it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you a lot of money. And that means your offense has to be great in order to compensate for anything you can't spend on the defense.
Look, I know this is a losing battle. I'm just going to say this and we can all laugh and move on. I'm just so tired of the Cowboys paying elite money for non-elite players. And people are getting mad that I said Zeke wasn't elite or isn't going to be elite. I mean, you saw it. Like, he's diminished this year. And I think he's going to be diminished next year. You had him for 2 more years. And you said, let's rip up that contract and give you a new 5-year deal. And the first year of the deal, it was a failure. It absolutely, 100%, that deal was a failure. Because you paid him to be the best running back in the league. And he ain't that. You're going to pay Dak to be the best quarterback in the league, and he ain't that. You're going to pay Amari Cooper to be one of the top 3 wide receivers in the NFL, and he ain't that. I'm tired of it. Like that, I think that's why we always struggle, is we're like, well, the market says we got to pay this, or just don't. And I know they will, because they didn't trade a first-round pick thinking this was a short-term deal. I'm 100% sure that they're going to pay Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott. So that's why this feels like a losing proposition. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're paying Zeke to be the best running back in the NFL, you're paying Dak to be the best quarterback in the NFL, and you're paying Amari Cooper to be the top 3 wide receiver, and none of them are any of that, that is bad business.
What about, so would you go with the AJ Green move and just take off from there?
Because I can get out of that for almost nothing. Corey, I'm looking at the clock. And I'm seeing that, I don't know, people are reporting something we told you like a month ago that Phillip Rivers and the Chargers
it's
have officially
official.
Split.
They've officially mutually parted
up.
Ways.
They were separated before. Shippy told us that. And now the Chargers are like, welcome officially to Dumpsville, population U. But I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking it's about that time, Corey.
Let's give something away!
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Excuse me, Autoflex Leasing call in 877-881-1053. Here's your opportunity.
You got to call to win.
Right now, caller number 10 will win a pair of tickets to go see the Rolling Stones at the Cotton Bowl Friday, May 29th. Not some BS cover band or fake this or that. This is the actual Rolling Stones. They will actually be at the Cotton Bowl on May 29th, and you can actually win free tickets right now if you're caller number 10. 877-881-1053.
Are we doing this all week?
All week long.
But this is your first chance to win.
That's right.
All right.
And coming up next, a choose-your-own-adventure in the NFL based on where Tom Brady ends up. The next, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Glass of wine in
a hand. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you'd like to come up and hang out at the station, go ahead and email Kevin, kevin.hagelin@intercom.com. If you ever want an opportunity to come and just see some of the things that happen whenever we're not.
Some of the weird things Corey shows you.
Dude.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, we got the G-Bag Nation coming up at noon today. That AJ Green topic, Kevin, I'm very interested to see if that's something they're going to fire off on today as well. All right, Kevin. Bill Barnwell is one of the nerds we really like, right?
I do.
He breaks down numbers. He breaks down information in a very succinct way. I really like what Bill Barnwell does. And he doesn't just do it like for, hey, I'm going to focus on this small element. He says, I'm taking big picture and putting every piece of the pie together. And, you know, last year, during this offseason, Kevin, he said the Cowboys would regress and probably wouldn't win the division. And then guess what happened?
Damn you, Barnwell!
So we're really hoping that he doesn't do that again this year, that he throws the Cowboys in as one of those teams that could actually go make some noise just a little bit. But, Kevin, he has some NFL dominoes for 8-star players that could create chaos around the league.
And
Kevin's got the news.
It all kind of revolves around Tom Brady. So what I want to know is, just deep down, is Tom Brady actually going to leave the Patriots? Because people keep saying like, oh, I think it's going to happen. I'm still inclined to think no. But do you think he's going to leave?
Well, I think with the Philip Rivers news, because the Chargers became that like potential landing spot for Tom Brady, that's more interesting to me now than ever before. Because if you're going to leave New England, you're going to leave and go somewhere that's awesome. And like, L.A. is pretty awesome, right?
Not the team.
Right, but like the area. And you're close to a lot of things, right? You got a lot of things that are going on. And I'm just, so I feel like you're next to the beach. You got everything going on out there. Your wife's a super hot model. You know, you have all these elements.
She's very nice.
So that you spend that time out there. So I think that opens that door. Now, for the legacy of winning, there's only one thing left for Tom Brady: doing it without Belichick.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that's the only thing that is left for him, because I got all these rings. This is great. What's another ring going to give me that I don't already have? Well, this one fulfillment will be it.
All right. Now, do you want to start with the Chargers then? Because he could end up with the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady signs a 5-year, $180 million contract with the Los Angeles Chargers.
I could see that. I mean,
he said he wants to play until he's at least 45.
Are they in position? Are they in position to draft a quarterback this year?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know that they're in position to draft a quarterback that's going to be the difference maker. Well, I guess they got Tua. Huh.
But Tua won't play.
He's not going to be there this year.
At least not the bulk of the year, I would imagine.
So it is. Who is the other quarterback that's going to be the difference maker in year one?
Yeah, because I don't think Justin Herbert is going to be that person, and not Love. At least you would think there would be like a pretty hard
learning curve. How much did you say that contract would be?
5 for $180.
Seems too long.
32 a year. I mean, he said he wants to play forever.
But how great would it be to have Tom Brady as the potential, like the guy who you learn from for a couple of years.
Sure.
Like I think that would be very great.
So the ripple effect for that would be Philip Rivers signs a 4-year, $100 million contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, keep in mind, like, don't get caught up with some of the big numbers here because it's all about like the guaranteed money. And both of those deals would be essentially like 2-year deals that you could bail out of. So the ripple effect to that would be Philip Rivers signs a deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
All right. So then the Jags have to do something with Nick Foles. So then the Jags trade Nick Foles to the Colts in a salary dump because they still owe $20.6 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. And they're like, bro, we got to get the hell off of this deal. So they get out. So then what do the Colts do? The Colts have the 13th, 20th, and 44th pick. They bundle.
Wow.
And they bundle all of that together and trade up to the Lions for number 3. And then they pick up Tua. So short term, they Colts go with Nick Foles as their quarterback. And then long term, they pick up Tua. In the meantime, Taysom Hill goes 2 years, $20 million offer sheet with the Ravens. So we go all the way.
To be the backup to Lamar Jackson?
Or excuse me, the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, that would be weird. To the Raiders. And all that goes back around to the New England Patriots. What do they do at quarterback? They give Teddy Bridgewater a 3-year, $60 million contract.
Okay.
They win that division with Teddy Bridgewater? You went 5-0 with the Saints?
Maybe.
You're scared of the Dolphins? I got it.
I think with Teddy Bridgewater, Kevin, like a lot of that was Sean Payton. Right? Like a lot of that what they did was Sean Payton saying, "Here's what I have. How can I make the best of it?" So.
All right. Let's go
I'm
back.
Not scared of the Dolphins.
Okay. Would you rather see Tom Brady go to the Bears or the Colts?
I don't want to have to face him in the divisions of the Colts.
All right. Tom Brady.
This is weird.
Gets a 4-year. Things are about to get wild. Tom Brady gets a 4-year, $160 million deal from the Colts per Bill Barnwell in this fictitious scenario. In case you just tuned in, you're like, hold on, what?
Yeah. No, this is a laid out plan
Free
by Bill Barnwell.
Hasn't started yet. So Tom Brady gets a 4-year, $160 million deal from the Colts. So what are the Patriots going to do at quarterback? They turn to the Detroit Lions and trade their first-round pick for Matt Stafford. And Matt Stafford is now the quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Dude, Matt Stafford would be fantastic as the quarterback for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the perfect quarterback for that system.
That would, of course, then facilitate the Lions at number 3 to take Tua. Then we go to Teddy Bridgewater, who is now signing a 2-year, $60 million deal with the Chargers. The Jaguars, in the meantime, they're still trying to get rid of Nick Foles. More on that in just a second.
Okay.
And because of that, they move up. If the Dolphins didn't pick up Tua, the Jaguars would try to trade up and pick Justin Herbert. That would be their quarterback. So take that, Gardner Minshew. In the meantime, the Eagles trade for Nick Foles. So you have the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles fun combination of potential dysfunction back in the mix. And that leads us all the way back around to New Orleans Cincinnati is going to take Joe Burrow, number one. They hate Andy Dalton, and they want to get him out of there. He signs a one-year, $6 million prove-it deal with the New Orleans Saints.
So, and that's assuming Drew Brees is gone or he's a backup?
That I think he'd be the backup because they got rid of Bridgewater. We've got Hill going other places. Now Andy Dalton is making his way over to New Orleans just in case something happened to Drew Brees. Finally, we get to what if Tom Brady went the direction of the Chicago Bears? First of all, the Chicago Bears are far better negotiators than the Indianapolis Colts because in this scenario, Tom Brady got a four-year, $160 million deal from the Colts. For the Bears, he gets a four-year, $110 million deal. So, like, either Tom Brady really wants to play in Chicago or the Colts are absolutely the worst at negotiating. So, the Bears do this. They pick up Tom Brady, and then Chicago trades Leonard Floyd to the Giants for a sixth-round pick.
Allen Robinson wears number 12, though, for the Bears.
Oh, no. I wonder what they're going to do. Sorry, buddy. Okay. You're out. But here's a free bottle of fake cancer healing water. That's probably what they'll do. But then the Patriots are left without a quarterback. Now, you said you think Matt Stafford would be fantastic there. What about, because this is a heck of a deal, the Patriots trade their third round pick to the Panthers for Cam Newton.
If freaking Bill Belichick got Cam Newton for a damn third round pick, I would lose my mind. I would absolutely lose my mind because that dude is not allowed to get all the good players for value that's even lower than you should actually get those guys for. That is ridiculous if he was to be able to do that. Now, I don't know that I think he fits the system, but again, that's what Belichick does so well. He comes up with the system to fit the player. They find ways to work around the player. So I think we would probably get the best we possibly could if Cam Newton somehow ended up with New England.
Just out of curiosity, did you give up a third round pick for Cam Newton?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Autoflix Leasing Chippy? Fan text. Yes or no? 877-881-1053. Yeah. Shippy, would you
like
give up
as the Cowboys?
Yes, as the Cowboys.
No, I'd stick with Dak.
Okay. Because I just wonder.
I'd take
Dak. You can have Dak,
Cam.
Too.
I wonder what kind of pressure that would put on
him. Sweet dual quarterback system.
No,
and we're
going to
run the box.
That is not what we're going to do.
We can run the quarterback Wildcat.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Thundercat.
You guys are going to make terrible GMs.
So I'm going to be a coach.
The Patriots have traded for Cam Newton. In the meanwhile, they need a quarterback. In the meantime, Marcus Mariota signs a two-year, $18 million deal with the Panthers. Now, the Colts need a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater signs a four-year, $120 million deal with the Colts.
Would Mariota be the starter if he went to the Panthers, or would he be like a – are they going to draft like
– they might
they
still draft,
Greer,
but
right?
He would certainly be in the mix.
Okay.
Just again, I want to point out that Bill Barnwell thinks the Colts are the worst negotiators. So I told you 4 for 160 and then 4 for 110 for the Bears. Keep in mind, Teddy Bridgewater signed a two-year, $60 million deal with the Chargers, and in this one he signs a four-year, $120 million deal with the Colts. I know the average per is still the same, but that's a lot.
It's having to live in Indianapolis, Kevin.
What's wrong with Indianapolis? They have the combine.
Yep.
For now. And finally, to finish this whole thing off, the Bears, well, they got Tom Brady, so they don't need their junk quarterback anymore. So they have decided to swap junk quarterbacks with another franchise. So they will send Mitchell Trubisky to the Dolphins, and the Dolphins will send Josh Rosen to the Bears in hopes that maybe he could learn something out under Tom Brady, and they could both turn it around. Because clearly Trubisky will learn under the greatest coach in all of the NFL besides Belichick and Brian Flores, and they're going to be just fine.
Man, it's interestingly divisive. A lot of people are like, no, trade for Cam. He's the same as Dak, and neither a clutch. No way, stick with Dak. I love Newton. Incredible athlete. I don't trust his decision-making. Have you watched Cam throw lately? He can no longer mechanically throw. Yes, give me Cam Newton over Dak all day. Dak is exactly what I would. Yeah, a lot of people would give up the three. A lot wouldn't. I think
my favorite is absolutely.
I think that a three is perfect. Like the three is just right to get a quarterback that could be the dude for you. But it kind of depends on if you think the guy's done or not right now.
Would you give up a conditional seventh round pick for Andy Dole?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Absolutely,
I'm just kidding. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, but what did NFL players think of the XFL? And has Corey already been positioned as the XFL's unquestioned number one hater?
I guess so.
We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan. But before we get to any of that, if the number one point of hate in your life is your finances, because you're like, they're the worst. They've been the worst for several years. They're going to be the worst all throughout 2020, KNC, but they don't have to be, all right? Here is the first step, maybe the first two steps in perhaps turning around your year by turning around your finances. Go to DallasTexasLegal.com or call Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS.
Yeah, absolutely. If the endless phone calls from your credit card companies and debt collection agencies just won't stop and you find yourself laying there at night thinking to yourself, how am I ever going to crawl out from all under all this debt? Oh my gosh, it's just weighing on me all the time. Because it's always on your mind. Your finances are always there. One call to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS can end all that. Don't talk to an out-of-state debt consolidation firm. Talk to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. He's a passionate sports fan just like you and me. Call Mark now, 1-800-LAWYERS or DallasTexasLegal.com. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin, this is one of those situations where I'm like, all right, is there legitimate love for the XFL? And 877-881-1053, did you legitimately love it yesterday? I've been getting destroyed on Twitter, Kevin, yeah, by people that are mad that I think that it's a B-league. Like, it is what it is. It's not the NFL, and it's just not my cup of tea. Why do you hate me for not liking the same tea you like? All right? I don't understand that.
Because I think it's the dismissive way that you say, I mean, it is what it is, as if, like, I'm not going to listen to what you have to say.
Did people expect it to be the NFL? Like, did you really expect, oh, it's going to compete with the NFL in year one? I'm sorry, it's the talent that couldn't make it in the NFL.
Okay, but, like, maybe that's not the metric by which they're judging.
That's fine. That's fine for you.
Oh, see, it's that. It's the way you just said that. It's like, that's fine if you're a moron. Like, that's what it feels like you're saying.
877-881-1053.
Are you a moron?
I mean, it's fine if you prefer an inferior product.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Are you doing this too?
No, I liked it. Okay. I'm all about it. Go Renegades. We're Hellraisers.
Like, why do I want Jif when I can get Peter Pan? It just doesn't make sense.
You see all those motorcycles out with?
How many people did he just infuriate right there that are like, listen here, buddy, I might agree with you on football, but your peanut butter knowledge is wrong. You just started a whole different thing. Stay focused when you're pissing people off.
Okay. By the way, a lot of the things like being mic'd up and talking to players after big plays, the AAF did that stuff. Did you know that? The AAF did a lot of these things that the XFL is using, but right now, because it was Fox and ESPN TV partners, we're like, oh, hold on. These are all revolutionary ideas, right? Because you have the big time broadcasts, right? And it made it look like a different product. And I'll be very honest. What I saw looked like a different product than what I saw with the AAF. That's what I thought of it. I liked it more because of that. I, however, do not think that it's the NFL, and that's just my cup of tea. Again, it's just the things that I like. But what did the other NFL players think about the XFL in their opening weekend, Kevin?
Did they call out Corey for not loving it?
That's
what I also want to know.
Nobody called me out for it.
Oh, well, spoiler alert. Couldn't just let the segment play out?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll look back at my Twitter account.
See? I told you that peanut butter thing was going to cause problems. Blocked.
JJ Watt.
Oh.
Here's his post. Just turned on the XFL. Kicker missed a field goal and they immediately interviewed him on the sideline asking what happened. That's tough. So that was his first reaction.
Oh, I mean, first of all, JJ Watt. Okay, here's my instant reaction to your tweet. Your tweet is poor. That's what they need to do. Do you think people want to hear a post game from him? No. That's the advantage, the XFL. And you should. If that's your only job and you fail at it, like that's like if they turn the mic on and I just sat here.
You can't do that, Kevin.
Exactly, because right. You want to know talk. Why, right? Yeah. You would want to know why did I just do nothing, because that's my job. If you miss your only job, I think you should be asked.
By the way, the Battle Hawks, after they defeated the Gross. Renegades last night.
It was the Battle Toads.
It's the Battle Hawks. After they beat us last night, I say us because I am from Dallas.
You hate the team.
They went and chugged beers in their locker room, the Stone Cold Steve Austin style.
I think they should have chugged beers on the field.
Double fisting. It was great. All right, Brandon Marshall, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
XFL looks solid on first glance. It looks better than the AAF.
You know what's really fascinating about this is I bet you're going to get a lot of players who not only have been watching this, but they had their eye on the AAF too. And I wonder how much people are going to shout out some of these.
RG3.
Is he still?
XFL is fun to watch, and some of these rules are interesting.
I have a follow-up from RG3. Man, hope I get to play for the Battle Hawks next year.
I think that he's thinking to himself, this is going to be a great way to get over there.
By the way, just as an aside, did you see, and I know I always try to stand up for this guy, did you see the nonsense that Johnny Manziel was peddling out there over the weekend?
I was the most lit player ever, and I was so relatable.
Oh, my God. He
with
said,
all my partying and rich parents.
Comeback season still alive. If y'all ain't know, just not playing for another league that's going to fold on you midway through the season. So he's calling out the XFL when, if you remember, in his glorious two-game stint with the Memphis Express, he passed for 61 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception. So I think it's weird that that's what he's saying, and then...
Oh, by the way, they say it was Bud Light seltzers, yep. Not actual beers.
Oh, that's disappointing.
So, hold on. With Johnny Manziel, didn't Daryl Johnston talk about that?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Daryl Johnston said, I passed on him in San Antonio, and I'd pass on him again here. For me, I mean, damn.
I love that.
This is a Jock Peterson situation where they're like, well, get the hell out of here.
Hot fire right there.
For me, the chemistry in the locker room is critical, especially at the quarterback position. But yeah, Johnny Manziel, he was just the worst. He goes, I was like the most relatable and the best college player ever. And
the most
he
lit.
Is the worst.
The rest of that quote, lit. The rest of that quote, yeah. Kevin, I think is really strong from Daryl Johnston. And I think, and I know I'm veering off topic a little bit, but when you talk about Dak, the extra responsibilities of being a quarterback, that's what the Cowboys want to pay Dak for. Not just the stuff that he does on the field, but all the... Because here's what Daryl Johnston added. There's so much added responsibility that goes with the face, goes with the voice of the franchise. And that's what you are. You are the face and the voice of the franchise. And I haven't seen that from Johnny on a consistent basis that I would feel comfortable committing to him. And that's what Dak Prescott is for the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that's the face of that team? Zeke is not. They don't want Zeke to be.
Dak is the team.
DeMarcus
like the
Lawrence,
face of the team. Yeah.
DeMarcus Lawrence occasionally says something, and Jalen Smith kind of stepped into the limelight, but nobody followed. So Dak Prescott is the face of the team, and that's just the quarterback is always that guy that needs to answer the questions after the game and gets all the big stuff. So, and that's one of the reasons that everybody fired off at me that, hey, Landry Jones wasn't there. That's why the Renegades lost. I get it. There's not many great quarterbacks in the XFL.
I just think it's weird if Landry Jones is going to be your savior of anything.
Oh, like you hate related. Him because of Roswell. He won't go to Roswell.
No,
with
I don't hate him. I just think that's a weird take. And plus, like, we were the only home team that lost, and we were favored by 10 points, and we lost. And we did kick a lot of field goals. That was nice.
Jeff Allen tweeted out, man, the XFL should go the IPO route for faster growth. I'd invest.
Wow.
And then he shot a picture or a video of SportsCenter of the XFL kickoff. And he was like, this is dope. The NFL should consider this for player safety purposes.
Okay, the kickoff is dope, for the record. I don't know what you took away from that. It is so jarring. Like, even though we had talked about it, it was so jarring the first time I saw it play out. I was like, oh, my God, they're standing so close to each other. And then you watch the ball, and they're just standing there. It was so weird, but I loved it.
Yeah, and that is the way that it needs to go from T.J. Ward, Kevin.
Oh.
Guess they're not calling pass interference, LOL. Must be the extreme part.
That's a weak take. Like, that's your number one takeaway, is I want to discuss more pass interference rules. Do you not realize that that's one of the things people hate about your league, T.J. Ward?
Marcus Cromartie says, interviewing players right after big plays / injuries, etc. is the way to go. Let entertainment be entertaining. # XFL. That is a legitimate shot at the NFL. The NFL does not want to be, they're like, look, we have to protect our sport in so many ways. I don't think the XFL is making a joke of itself by doing some of these things that are just giving it more insight, right? Like, because even Trey Boston was like, hold on, they gave us halftime adjustments too. They're basically just give us the playbook and tell us which play they're picking on the screen, like Madden, why don't you? And they are. They're giving you all the things that they're doing, halftime adjustments. They're telling you plays. You can hear the coach call plays. And they were doing those things, and that is the extra insight that I think fans want, the things that we've asked for. And we've asked how much would you pay to have a channel that was dedicated just to one player, to watch them play the game or hear them on the sidelines?
And I really was enjoying how quickly you got to see the offensive coordinators calling the plays. Like, so you got the sense that you rolled into a particular play, like it's 1st and 10, and you thought, at least I pictured it in the offensive coordinator's mind, is, all right, if this happens, I'm going to go play A. If this happens, I'm going to go play B. If this happens, I'm going to go play C, et cetera. And he was ready. And so as soon as the play, like before the tackle even felt like it was totally completed, he's like, hey, we're going to run this switch. And you're like, okay. So he was ready to go with that. And I appreciated seeing the speed at which a lot of these decisions take place. Because we all complain, you know, this person should have done this, this person should have done that. I love the speed in which these decisions were made. So you got to see how it works in real time.
From the 817, immediate interviews will lead to Richard Sherman Crabtree moments all the time. It will be glorious.
Dude, how much would you love the passive aggressiveness going back and forth and that reporter? Like, let's just use Michael Crabtree, let's say, was on the Renegades. And Richard Sherman was on the Battle Hawks, and Crabtree is like, yeah, pretty sure that's the second touchdown I've had on him today. I'm looking for a third one. You know that reporter will run over to Richard Sherman and say, Crabtree just said he's going to score a third touchdown on you.
Michael Crabtree.
And Sherman's going to be like, great, you tell him to go for it. There's no way in hell he scores another touchdown today. Like, even if the game wasn't close, wouldn't you watch the rest of that game to see who got the best of that matchup? Hell yeah, you would.
Bill Belichick would cheat so hard in this league.
Man, okay, and I want to know, is Jerry Glanville cheating with the Tampa Bay Vipers? Because he had two headsets on, mm-hmm. and I wanted mm-hmm. to know what kinds of amazing information
they
were coming at
they
him.
Don't have the technology, Kevin, because they don't have the finances. All right, it's B-League football. It's
you know
not
what?
The NFL.
You're B-League with that opinion. Because did you see how it looked like the headphones connected to his glasses? It looked like. Do yourself a favor. We'll try to tweet this out at KNC 105.3
the majors.
It looks like the headphones are connected to his glasses, so he looks like he put this giant glasses headphone apparatus on that has two different headphones and his sunglasses all at the same time. It's freaking glorious.
By the way, in other real football news...
You shut your mouth. I didn't even get to tell you how they use Xbox controllers to do the replay. How is that not real football?
Ed Reed says that the Texans lied to him while he was with them. He said, you actually brought me in, recruited me, and asked me to tell you things that I'm telling you. And when I started saying stuff, they shrugged me off. It was like, nah, that's not how we do it. So I was lied to. I'm too old to be lied to.
He also said, I'm too old to be in the XFL. Couldn't cut it. Do you think Ed Reed could play in the XFL?
Ed Reed could play in the XFL if he wanted to.
Would he be good?
He would be the best.
Shut up.
He played in the NFL and was elite at it. So, yes, he would be the
whatever.
Best.
Speaking of the Tampa Bay Vipers, by the way, made history. Ricky Water Ricky Walker, excuse me, I want to see Ricky Waters. Ricky Walker got thrown out. He's the first ever XFL player ejected for throwing a punch at an offensive lineman. See?
You'd never see that happen in the
NFL.
Oh,
my God. Are you insane? I've seen that happen in the NFL many, many times.
At least his helmet didn't get taken off.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Michael Irvin speaks on the whole Brady to the Cowboys thing, and Corey infuriates his father-in-law because of the same topic. Talk about it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.